what's the disease of the joints called when they're getting stiff and aching?
Well, there's more than one disease.
Okay, what's a...
Rheumatism, arthritis. I mean, rheumatoid.
Is that a different one?
Fever.
What's that?
Well, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Medically, I really don't know.
I just had never heard it before.
Well, I think there's a difference in arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know it for sure. What's a very severe throat? A sore throat with blisters on the inside.
Usually strep throat.
Okay. I think this is more serious. And after World War I, this may tell you what I want, they used to give people the shit test to see if they needed shots for it. I can't really describe it because I'm not that familiar with it either.
Well, I must not know what you're talking about.
Okay, it starts with dip.
Oh, diphtheria.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Uncle Frank had that once.
Really?
And we thought he was going to die.
When? How old was he?
Oh, he was grown. It was just before he got married.
Whew.
He was through college and at home that summer and was going to get married that fall and did. But he almost died with that diphtheria.
What, is that what it is, you know, just the big, bad sore throat?
Well, yes, and your throat swells till you can't breathe. On the inside, I mean, it swells on the inside till you can't get your breath and cut your breath off. And
That's it. What were they doing for him? You just have to...
Well, we had the doctor, and he just did, you know, whatever he told us to do, that's what we did. And
yeah.
We had to sit up with him around the clock. Of course, there wasn't any hospitals anywhere around.
Yeah. Did you ever have to mouth-to-mouth resuscitate? Did he ever get that bad?
No, we didn't do that. It would have been too bad to have had to do that with diphtheria.
Oh, really? Plus the fact you would have gotten it, too, if you did.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens. What's the disease that makes your skin and eyeballs?
Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Seem to be getting hoarse.
What? Hope you're not getting my cold. When your skin and eyeballs turn yellow, what's that disease?
Hepatitis.
Okay.
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of hepatitis.
But they're pretty much synonymous with jaundice?
Mm-hmm.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Okay.
My mama had yellow jaundice and Flora had hepatitis.
That's right, Flora and Dad both did, didn't they? Have hepatitis? Or, no, was
no,
that just...
No, your daddy didn't.
No, just Flora.
That I know of. Not that I know of.
Well, he had said it. I was just getting it mixed up, I guess, just when you were telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
But then gave blood. I'm getting kind of weak. When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say... Well, how do you describe that?
Well, I say you've upchucked.
Yeah.
Resuscitate, I guess, is the word you want.
No, I just, you know, wanted to know what you call it. You know, because I'd probably call it vomit or puke or something like that.
Most people used to say puke.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did like to say that. And I'd say vomit or upchuck.
Yeah.